And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin launched an investigation into Loudoun County schools where three high school boys are being charged with sexual harassment after a female student, identifying as male, secretly recorded them in the boys' locker room. The boys' crime? Simply expressing discomfort at finding a girl in their changing space. Meanwhile, an undercover investigation by Live Action has revealed Planned Parenthood is now the second largest provider of cross-sex hormones in America, prescribing the life-altering drugs to minors as young as 16 with minimal oversight. Remember when Planned Parenthood just killed babies? Yeah, now they're chemically sterilizing them too, all while pocketing $700 million in your taxpayer money. And even one Democrat representative admits gender-neutral bathrooms are hurting his party politically. Speaking on News Nation, Ami Bera warned colleagues against being drawn into culture wars by President Trump, acknowledging that while Democrats, quote, fight for that because we do want equality for everyone, it's not a winning issue right now, end quote. Well, at least someone in Washington can still read a poll. President Trump's administration announced they're finalizing a massive trade deal with China. Yeah, China, after meetings in Switzerland. The deal aims to address America's $1.2 trillion trade deficit with the communist nation, coming just weeks after Trump raised tariffs on Chinese products to 145%. And Apple has settled a $95 million lawsuit alleging Siri was eavesdropping on private conversations without even being activated. Eligible customers who experienced unattended activations between 2014 and 2024 can now file claims. But here's the kicker. Users must swear under oath that Siri activated accidentally, with payouts capped at just $20 per device. That's Big Tech's apology. Barely enough for a meal at Chick-fil-A. And in a perfect example of progressive Christianity, a United Methodist pastor told his congregation that it's perfectly fine to be the barren fig tree Jesus warned about in Luke 13. Of course, he was dressed in a fig costume. The pastor claimed the tree was producing just fine and that any suggestion otherwise was toxic capitalist propaganda. He said, contrary to Jesus's warning that unless you repent, you will all likewise perish, he assured his flock that we are already enough. Yeah, that's definitely opposed to Paul's warning about those who accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Look, I get having compassion for your flock, but true compassion is not telling people they're fine just as they are. It's loving them enough to tell them the truth. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.